The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and pickle.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Nicht so traurig, nicht so sehr.
Hello Brian, it's Roger here. Hope all is well. An inquiry really, see if you're interested. An old friend of mine has recently opened sort of quite a high-end restaurant, sort of serving French food, Mediterranean food. It's quite expensive, but I'd really like to go and try it. Now I've got a little bit of money tucked away, which I've been saving from dole checks for this special occasion, and I wanted Claire and Jamie to come with me, but that's not possible, unfortunately. So I just wondered if you were free and easy and fancied it, be nice to go there and see him, because obviously I'm trying to get back into the restaurant business. I mean, I know I was only middle management at Frankie and Benny's, but it's just good to be in the general vicinity. Does that make sense? Anyway, let me know. Thanks, mate. Bye bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. That sounds good. That sounds sounds like a bit of a treat. To go somewhere. It's Mediterranean, sort of like, who's that cunt? Who's that cunt? He's got the restaurant in Cornwall, and he has that fucking program where he goes everywhere with his dog and cooks clams with locals, and anyway, he's a cunt, but the food's delicious. I've had a funny day. I haven't got any money, so I've spoken to Auntie Leslie. She's going to wire me something just to tidy me over. But Nimish has insisted that if I don't come up with something, then he's going to kick me out the dig. So I've been set to task a bit. I've been selling skunk out the back of the kebab shop. And last night, this little shit, must have been about 16, fucking chucks a can of Tango at my head. And I chased him out. And anyway, there were like four of them, and they... they mugged me for the skunk, so I went back to Nimish anyway. So he's given me 2 ounces of skunk, so I've got to shift that, and I should make about 40 quid on it, so we'll be able to get to your restaurant. All right, mate, cheers.
Hello Brian, it's Roger here. I think you're the man you're talking about is Rick Stein. Although I'm not. Does he have a dog? I don't know. He might have. Seems a little unhygienic to bring that into a kitchen, but I suppose he knows what he's doing. He's got some Michelin stars, I think, so he definitely know what he's doing. He'll know the sort of health and safety aspects of doing that, I suppose. And he probably knows all the chefs anyway, so they're probably fine with him taking the dog in. So I'm sorry to hear about your skintness. I know the feeling, obviously. But yeah, selling drugs. God, you're a braver man than I. I wouldn't know where to start with any of that. I don't even know how it works. I mean, do you just sit in a chair and wait for people to come? Anyway, you know how to make a few quid, so you'll be okay. Great. So that's good. So we'll have a little bite to eat. It's not cheap, so any extra money you do have would be great to bring along. I'm looking at next Wednesday night. We can get an early table at about 7, and I think we can, you know, they'll be doing double shifts. So as long as we're out by about 9, that should be great. Let me know if that works
for you.
Nimish
is the man that had the psychotic episodes. Should he be anywhere near Skunk? Okay, mate, bye-bye.
Roger, it's Brian. Yeah, Nimish is fine. He's been back for a couple of months now. It's his uncle who owns the building, you know, who lets him out. So he's been given the responsibility of renting out the rooms and stuff. He's a bit wired, you know. He can be a bit, you know. But I think he's on medication. I don't know. Of course he's got a fucking dog. He's got a dog. He doesn't take it into the kitchen. I don't think he does. I haven't seen an episode where he does that. But it's normally like on a beach where they're making like a massive paella, and then the dog can go on the beach, because you can do that in Spain because they're, you know, a bit more lax about dog shit on beaches. But I know he's got a dog. So look, I'm going to King's Cross tonight to shift this skunk. There's a club there, a nightclub, but I'm going to try that angle. There'll be some tourists around there, possibly, that I can, anyway. So I've got a plan. So 7 o'clock Wednesday for this. Do you want to meet a bit earlier? We could meet in the Wetherspoons. Up to you. All right, mate. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. So I emailed the owner, the restaurant owner, and just said, who I was, and you know, how we sort of knew each other from long ago, and I was honest, and I opened up, and I just told him about my situation at the moment, and he said, and I said, but I've got a bit of money, and we're going to come and have some food, and he said, he said, well, look, say hello when you get here and maybe we can talk about a possible job. And I said, just a waiter or something like that, but anything would be superb. So so let's dress smart on Wednesday, and I want to be able to pay for the food and just, you know, just to sort of eat something nice so that I can sort of wax lyrical about it. Yes. Great, mate. Lovely. Yes, let's meet in the Wetherspoons first and take it from there. Okay, mate. Bye-bye. Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Just a quick bit of sidebar info for you. Rick Stein's dog. He was a terrier called Chalky, and he used to accompany Rick Stein in episodes, but he died back in 2007. So I think you've been watching repeats, mate, just to let you know. Okay, mate. Bye-bye.
Roger, it's Brian. Look, I don't give a fuck about Rick Stein's dog, mate. Why do I give a fuck about Rick Stein's fucking dog? Look, Nimish has lined up someone to shift this skunk to. He's an American. But I've got to pick up Auntie Leslie's money. She's wired it through to this news agent. So I've got to go now and do that. So I need a big favour, mate. I'm going to leave the bag of skunk behind Anne's bin. And if you can take it to King's Cross and meet this chap, he's wearing a red cap and he's an American. If you give him the bag of skunk, he's going to give you 400 quid. Okay, 400 quid. So that's just the fucking cover supper. Then I'll meet you at the restaurant straight after. All right, mate, big favour. Cheers.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. sorry about Rick Stein's dog. I didn't... I thought you might want to know, misjudge that. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm not sure about this skunk thing. This is a world I am not familiar with. And, is this guy, you know, will he have a gun or what? I mean, am I in danger? That's basically what I want to know. And of course, there's no chance of me getting caught doing this, is there? Because, I'm on a very... Well, I mean, I'm not speaking to Claire at the moment, and Jamie's not talking to me either, and I don't want anything, you know, heaped on that fire, so to speak. I want that resolved as quick as I can. And obviously there's the issue of, being arrested and my benefits being affected, so I don't want any of that to be in danger. Is that okay? Obviously I want to help you, but just a bit of reassurance I think I'm asking for here, mate, because this is not my world. Okay, thanks, mate, bye-bye.
Hi, Rog, it's Brian. Look, I'm sorry. First of all, I came down a bit hard on you about Rick Stein's dog. It's really interesting that he died when he did, and I was probably watching a repeat. Don't worry about this drop-off, mate. Marijuana is actually legal if you sell it in certain the right amounts. And he's not a gangster. He's a student. So it really isn't a big deal. I would do it, but I've just got this window. And I'll pay for supper. And look, it's great news that you're going to get something from this chap. You know, maybe a job as a kitchen porter or something, which is great. It's a step forward for you. All right, mate. Thanks again. Cheers, Rog. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Pablo Escobar, maybe I should call myself. No, the drop-off went incredibly smoothly, actually. I think it's because I was dressed quite smartly for the restaurant. I looked the business, and he just sort of accepted it, and he gave me the money, and that was it. So if you ever want me to deal any drugs ever again, then I'm up for that. No, I'm not. I'm quite keen on getting this job at the restaurant this evening. So I'll see you there, and look forward to a really nice meal. We can go to town now with the money that we've made. Okay, mate. See you soon. Okay, bye bye.
Hi, Rog. It's Brian. Look, mate, I didn't know things were going to escalate in the way that they did and how things unfolded. I just had no real idea. I convinced myself that giving the American a bag of parsley was a good idea because I thought he'd go home to America or back, and he wouldn't know. But of course he was very angry, and he phoned Nimish, and Nimish knew I was at the restaurant, and you know, that's why that unfolded. And I'm just so sorry it came at that time, because, you know, we'd had a great meal. That duck salad was incredible, and the halibut and the wine, and you know you'd made him laugh, a sort of catering gag, and then you were in the middle of telling him about Rick Stein and his dog when they came in. And I didn't know that he'd have a gun. I didn't know that he'd then threaten the table and then get the waitress to put the fucking gun in her mouth. And I'm just so sorry, mate, because... And then I felt a moral obligation to go and find a policeman. So that's why I ran off. And I hope it all kind of worked itself out. I don't know how much money you had left after paying for the food. And I'm fingers crossed the restaurant managers got a liberal take on it all, and it won't affect you gaining employment. I didn't find a policeman. Fucking hell. Ugh. Tory guff. So, cheers, mate. Speak soon. Bye.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.